哥林多前书三章一到四节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4.
哥林多前书第三章一到四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4.
三章一节，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。二节，我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。三节，你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？四节，有人说我是属保罗的，有说我是属基法，属阿波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一个样吗？早上我们借着保罗在这里对哥林多教会信徒的责备来做一个自我的反省跟检测。
This morning we did a self-evaluation analysis based on the rebuke that Paul had for the church in Corinth.
来检测我们是不是仍然过着属灵的生活。
To analyze whether or not we're living a spiritual life.
我们属灵的信仰状况到底如何。
And what is the state of our spiritual faith?
早上我们提到我们可以借着几点来检测我们自己的信仰属灵度。
And this morning we talked about different ways that we can measure our spiritual temperature.
第一个就是借着我们是不是顺服圣灵。
First was based on whether or not we could be submissive.
第二个借着我们是不是高举基督。
Second, do we raise up and exalt Jesus Christ?
第三个我们可以借着我们是不是已经停止长进跟追求。
And the third, have we stopped pursuing and growing?
来自我来检测我们自己是不是过着属灵的生活。So
we can each analyze our own selves and ask, am I living a spiritual life?
那下午我们继续借这个主题我们继续来探讨。
This afternoon, let's continue studying this topic.
我们是不是仍然过着属灵的生活？
Am I living a spiritual life?
我们第四个要跟大家分享的是，我们是不是重视神的荣耀？
The fourth point I'd like to share with you is, do we emphasize, do we care about the glory of God?
一个属灵的人是会看重神的荣耀。
A spiritual person looks highly on the glory of God.
而一个属肉体的人则是会看重物质的好处。
But a carnal person looks at the benefits of the physical world.
属灵的人愿意为了神的荣耀牺牲物质的好处。
A spiritual person is willing to give up the benefits of the physical world for the glory of God.
而属肉体的人则不顾神的荣耀，只顾在属世方面的利益。
But a carnal man only cares about the benefits he can get from this physical fleshly world.
凡是涉及物质好处的。
And he only searches and seeks after whatever is good physically.
比如说属世的名利、地位等等。
For example, status or stature or a title in this world.
最能够看出一个人是不是真正的爱主。
From this, you can see if somebody truly loves God.
是不是愿意为主而牺牲。
If they're willing to make sacrifices for God.
因为属灵的状况怎么样，绝对不会跟实际的生活脱节的。
Because your spiritual state cannot be separated from the way you live your life physically.
一个人不可能他的灵性很好，却又在属世的好处上是斤斤计较。
Somebody cannot have a great, cannot be very spiritual, but at the same time have great pursuits in the world.
甚至不顾及到神的荣耀。
To the point that they don't care about the glory of God.
在创世纪的十三章那边记载着亚伯拉罕跟他的侄儿。
In Genesis chapter 13, it talks about Abraham and his son.
他们因为这个个人的这个牲畜很多所以他们的仆人为了这个牧场就起了争执。
Sorry, Abraham and his nephew, because they both had many servants, their servants started fighting over the land.
我们来看看创世纪的十三章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章第五节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 5.
五节与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。六节。
Six.
那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。七节。
Seven.
当时迦南人与比利洗人在那里居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。八节。
8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。九节。
9.
遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。十节。
10.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到索尔都是滋润的，那地在神未灭索多玛俄摩拉以先，如同神的园子，也像埃及地。十一节。
11.
于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。哦，在这里啊，我们看到说亚伯拉罕哦，也就是罗德的伯父哦，啊，为了顾及到神的荣耀，所以哦，他宁可让步啊，让他的侄儿罗德先挑选。
Here we see that Abram, in order to not downplay the glory of God, he let his nephew Lot choose first.
哦，而他的侄儿罗德啊，却只顾及到眼前的好处。把那个最好的这个最滋润的地啊，统统选走了。
And his nephew Lot only cared about the physical benefits, and so he chose the best of the land.
哦，亚伯拉罕是长辈。
Abraham was the older one.
罗德是晚辈。
Lot was a generation after him.
自古啊，应该长幼有序啊。
And so the older generation is supposed to have first dibs.
哦，更何况说这个罗德啊，是亚伯拉罕一手栽培拉拔长大的。
And moreover, Lot was somebody that Abram had raised from the time he was young.
罗德能够拥有今天的一切，也都是亚伯拉罕的功劳。
For Lot to have everything he had today was because of Abram's work.
但是这个罗德啊，却忘恩负义啊，与视自己如儿子的伯父来争地。
But Lot forgot this grace, and he chose the best land for himself.
那再来，当时他们是寄居在外人的地。
Also, they were dwelling in a foreigner's land.
哦，自家人呢、啊，起的相争啊，岂不贻笑大方吗？哦，岂不是让外族的人来笑？
And so, wasn't something like this, a strife like this, something worthy for the foreigners to laugh at them?
哇，这些呀、啊，说是拜真神的人，你看他、啊、吵架啦。
Look at these people who worship the true God. They're fighting.
啊，我看哦，他们的神也不怎么样吧。
I guess their God really isn't much.
哦。连神的名声啊，神的荣耀也连带受到羞辱。
Even the name, the glory of God was put to shame.
哦，但是这个罗德啊，财迷心窍，哦，把上好的平原呢、啊，通通选走了。
But Lot just selfishly chose all the best of the plains of the Jordan, the best of the land.
哦，罗德的故事我们都知道。
We all know the story of Lot.
哦，最后罗德他迁居到罪恶的城。索多玛去。
At the end, he ended up moving into the city of sin, Sodom.
哦，神因为纪念亚伯拉罕，所以啊，派天使把罗德给抢救出来。
And because God remembered Abraham, God sent angels to Sodom to save and rescue Lot.
哦，在神毁灭索多玛的日子，罗德他们一家人啊，是两手空空而出啊。
On the day that God destroyed Sodom, Lot and his family left their home empty-handed.
哦，罗德的太太啊，舍不得繁华的索多玛，哦，来一个再看我一眼，哦，结果变成一根岩柱啊。
And Lot's wife was the one who could not bear to give up what she had back in Sodom. She turned around and turned into a pillar of salt.
罗德跟两个女儿好不容易逃到安全的地方。
And Lot and his two daughters barely escaped to a safe place.
哦，他两个女儿因为久居索多玛，受到当时败坏淫乱的索多玛风气的影响。
And because his two daughters were influenced by the evil culture and ways of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
哦，让这个老爸爸喝醉酒啊，哦。跟老爸爸发生乱伦，来生下后代。
They got their father drunk, and they both committed incest with their father so that they could have descendants.
哦，成为被神所咒诅，世代不能够入神的会中。
And they became and their descendants became the people that God decreed would never enter his holy place.
哦，我想这一切都不是罗德他眼见约旦河全平原。哦，这个眼前好处的时候所能够想得到的。
I don't think this was something Lot thought about when he chose the best of the plains of the Jordan.
哦，再来在列王记下的十五章那边呢。
Also in 2 Kings chapter 15.
哦，记载这个乃曼国的元帅啊，不，亚兰国的元帅乃曼呐、啊，哦，到这个以利沙先知那边去求医治。
It talks about Naaman, who was a commander in the Ammonite army, who went to Elijah to ask for, I'm sorry, Elisha to ask for healing.
哦，这个乃曼国啊，这个亚兰国的元帅乃曼哦，在当时啊是超级强国的大元帅。
He was a great commander in his army in a powerful country.
哦，这个以利沙先知他的国家哦，这个北朝以色列国啊，哦还是他的手下败将。
And the northern kingdom that Elisha lived in was actually under their control.
哦，那这个乃曼元帅啊，虽然贵为强国的元帅，但是他却有一个却有一身的麻风病啊。
And even though Naaman and his country Syria were so powerful, Naaman had leprosy.
哦，所以他希望这个以利沙先知能够医好他。
And so he had hoped that Elisha, the prophet, could heal him.
哦，当然了，他也带着礼物去了。
Of course, he brought gifts to see him.
哦，结果以利沙先知啊。哦，连出来见他都没有，只是叫一个仆人告诉这个大元帅，你到约旦河去洗七次澡。
But when he got there, Elisha didn't even come out to meet him in person. Instead, he sent a servant to go meet this great commander and say, "Go wash yourself in the Jericho 7 times."
哦，你就可以得到这个医治。
And you will be healed.
哦，原本啊，这个大元帅乃曼啊，哦，一听啊，哎，难道啊，我这个亚兰国的水啊会？比不上你这个小以色列国的约旦河小水沟吗？
And initially, this great commander Naaman got angry and said, "Are not the rivers of my country and Damascus any even better than those of Israel?"
哦，一气之下，原本想打道回府啊，后来他的仆人劝他说啊，说如果先知啊，哦，开出这个很难的条件，你岂不是照做？何况这么简单的事情，你为什么不要？
And he was about to just take off and go back home, but then his servant told him, "If the prophet had told you to do some difficult thing, wouldn't you have done it? So if he's telling you to do such an easy task, why not give it a shot?"
哦，所以后来呀，哎，这个乃曼啊，就到约旦河去洗澡了。
And so Naaman went and he bathed himself in the river Jericho.
哎，当他洗了七次澡，哎，果然他一身的麻风病哦，哎，全部得到医治。
I'm sorry, the river Jordan. And after he bathed himself there 7 times.Then his body was completely healed of leprosy.
大元帅一改过去的狂妄跟自大，谦卑的来到以利沙先知。
This great commander humbly came to the prophet Elisha.
哦，告诉这个先知说，现在我知道了，普天之下没有神，除了你所敬奉的真神。
And now he came to him and he told him that I know under heaven there is no god but the Lord whom you serve.
哦，赶快啊，收点我所带来的礼物吧。
So now quickly, why don't you take a gift from your servant?
以利沙先知指着神启示说：“我一分一毫也不拿。
”And Elisha looked to heaven and said, "I will not take anything from you."
好，任凭乃曼啊再三的恳求啊，以利沙先知不为所动。
And no matter how much Naaman insisted, Elisha wouldn't budge.
哦，最后乃曼说啊，那你请给我哈、哦、啊这个。两驴子的哈所驮的土啊，好让我回去哦，哎，为这一位真神来足坛。将来啊，我不再拜其他的神，我只拜这一位真神。
And Naaman said, "Well, if not, then please let your servant be given 2 mule loads of earth, for your servant will no longer offer either burnt offering or sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord."
哎，真神的名啊，哦，得到的哦荣耀。不但在自己的国家，甚至远渡重洋到国外去了。
And so the name of the true God was now glorified not only in his own in the country of Israel, but also in a foreign country.
哦，这个时候啊，这个以利沙先知有个仆人叫做基哈西。
But now at this time, there's a servant of Elisha called Gehazi.
看到啊，这个煮熟的鸭子飞了，哦，他啊私底下的跑去找这个乃曼元帅。
He saw this. Naaman had fled, so he went and he chased after him.
好，用欺骗的方法骗得一小部分的礼物。
And he tricked him into giving him a small part of his gifts.
这个基哈西完全没有顾及到说，这个乃曼元帅不知道心里会怎么想哦。
Gehazi didn't consider what Naaman might think of this.
好，刚刚说不要，现在找一个徒弟来要。
Like how come it, before Elisha didn't want it, but now that he sends his servant to want some gifts?
原来这个神的先知啊，这个以利沙也不过是这样的而已啊。
So it turns out this prophet of this true God is just like any of the rest of us.
那我看哦，他所拜的这个真神，也马马虎虎啦。
And so maybe this true God that he worships is also wishy-washy.
所以这个 基哈西啊，后来乃曼元帅的麻风病就跑到他身上去了。
And so the leprosy of Naaman went on to Gehazi.
为什么？
Why?
因为他不看重神的荣耀。
Because he did not look highly on the glory of God.
他只看到自己的好处。
He only saw his personal benefit.
哦，甚至于啊，让神的名受到羞辱也在所不惜。
To the point that he didn't even care if he brought shame to the name of God.
伊丽莎就不一样。
Elisha was different.
哦，不是说伊丽莎不需要这个物质的帮助。
It's not that Elisha didn't need these physical gifts or physical help.
但是伊丽莎先知看重的是神的荣耀。
What Elisha looked highly on was the glory of God.
哦，这是神得荣耀的时刻。
This was a time for God to be glorified.
如果像乃曼元帅，就算要一针一线啊，也足以损及到神的荣耀。像乃曼元帅要一分一毫啊，也会影响到神的荣耀。
Even if he had accepted even a penny from Naaman, it still would have affected the glory of God.
以利沙先知宁可不要。
So Elisha chose not to have any of it.
哦，所以同样的，为什么哦，这个哥林多啊，教会的这个信徒啊，彼此相争，甚至弟兄跟弟兄之间相告。
And so in the same way, we look back at the church in Corinth and ask, how come there was strife in that church? How come brothers fought against brothers?
并且告到了外邦人没有信神的人面前去了。
To the point that they even went before unbelievers to plead their cases.
哦，我们只要看看，听听保罗怎么责备就知道了。
We only need to listen to how Paul rebukes them to find out.
让来看哥林多前书六章七节到八节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8.
哥林多前书六章七节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7.
七节，你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？八节。
Eight.
你们倒是欺压人，亏负人。况且所欺压、所亏负的，就是弟兄。哦，这个就是保罗，哦，对哥林多教会这些属肉体的信徒的责备。
This was the rebuke of Paul to the carnal brethren in the church of Corinth.
哦，可见这个属肉体的人，哦，是不肯吃亏的。
And so it looks like the carnal brothers were not willing to give up.
哦，很多时候啊，我们稍微受到亏损的时候，我们就伤心流泪，我们就多日不安，我们就气愤难消。
A lot of times when we feel even slightly cheated or slighted, then we get really angry or we get really uneasy.
哦，但是当神的荣耀受到亏损
，But when the glory of God is affected，
哦，我们呢 却不为所动哦
，Then we don't do a thing。
我们任凭神的家荒凉，我们任凭神的家哦，这个啊受亏损。
And we see the glory of God, we see the house of God suffer。
哦，我们却呀、啊，哦不愿意呀、啊，哦付出这个帮助啊。
But we're unwilling to help the cause.
哦，那这是不是跟我们体贴肉体不体贴神有关系呢
？Doesn't this have to do with us caring about the physical world and not about the glory of God?
哦，所以一个属灵的人，一个过着属灵生活的人，一定会重视神的荣耀。
So somebody who is spiritual definitely will look highly on the glory of God.
哦，弟兄姐妹之啊，在啊这个交往之间呢，难免会有误会，会有摩擦的时候。
It's inevitable that when we're interacting with each other, there will be friction. There will be times of misunderstandings between brothers and sisters.
啊，但是我们也要注意啊。
But we also have to be careful.
哦，我们不要损及到神的荣耀。
We should not let it affect or downplay the glory of God.
哦，如果在教会当着慕道朋友的面前吵了起来啊。
If in church you find yourself arguing in front of a truth-seeking friend.
我们想想看，慕道朋友他会怎么想呢
？Just think, what will this friend think?
哦，这个一般哦，这个家人呐、啊。哦，夫妻吵架也不会在客人面前吧
？Even when a husband and wife fight, usually they won't do that in front of guests.
哦，更何况说我们在这一位荣耀的神面前。
So how much more should we not do it before this God of glory?
哦，我们怎么能够让他的荣耀受亏损呢
？How could we diminish his glory?
哦，这个是啊，也检测我们哦，是不是过着属灵的生活的方法哦。
This is another way for us to evaluate if we're living spiritual lives.
哦，再来第五个。
The fifth.
哦， 是不是属灵，是不是过着属灵的生活，也可以从我们是不是敬爱神的仆人可以看得出来。
Whether or not we live a spiritual life can be seen by whether or not we love and respect the servants of God.
属灵的人敬爱神。
Spiritual people love God.
也因此而敬爱神的仆人。
And they should also love the servants of God.
但是属肉体的人啊，则是喜欢高抬人。
But those who are carnal only like to exalt other people.
但也却不一定敬爱他所高抬的人哦。
But at the same time, they may not necessarily respect or love those who they're exalting.
哥林多教会的信徒虽然分别高抬他们所佩服的这个神的仆人。
Even though the Corinthian members exalted their favorite workers and servants of God.
我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属基法。
I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas.
但是却不见得。他们是尊敬神的仆人啊。
But they are not truly respecting or loving these workers of God.
保罗说啊，到如今他们还把我们看成是世界上的垃圾。
And Paul said that at this point, these people still treat us as the trash of this earth.
虽然被高抬，但是却没有同等的待遇啊。
Even though they are exalting us,
为什么哥林多教会的信徒会高举人？
Why would the members in the church in Corinth exalt people?
因为是合乎他们所求的啦。
Because it is according to what they asked for.
举个例子说啊。
For example.
那些高抬保罗的人可能就是因为轻视这个基法就是彼得这个是国民小学毕业的无学的小民只是个渔夫而已啊。
For example, the people who raised up Paul would look at Cephas and probably say that this was somebody who only graduated from elementary school. He's just, he has no education.
不像保罗，这个名门的名师的高徒，加玛列门下的高材生。
He's not like Paul, who had a great education, who was brought up under the teaching of Gamaliel.
而这些高举彼得的人他们可能轻视保罗你不是主耶稣亲自挑的十二个使徒啦。
And those who raised up Peter maybe looked at Paul and said, oh, you're not actually one of the original apostles who Jesus chose.
有什么好臭屁的？
What is there so special about you?
所以他们随意的看中这个轻视那一个。
And so they would raise one up in order to look down on someone else.
敬爱神的仆人是因为爱神的缘故而敬爱神的仆人。
Those who love the workers of God do it because they love God.
但是高举人的却有很浓厚的英雄崇拜主义在里面。
But those who simply exalt certain workers of God only do it because they have some other motive hidden behind it.
带着这个结党纷争的味道在里头。
And there is this flavor of divisiveness inside.
当然神所重用的仆人必定有他让人敬佩的地方。
Of course, the workers of God will have certain areas in which others can learn from and imitate.
但并不代表说这些仆人有什么了不起啊。
But it doesn't mean that any of these workers are so great beyond anyone's imagination.
是神的恩典借着他们彰显出来。
It's that God uses them, it's based on the grace of God, God uses them to show His glory.
小弟一直还记得在神学院开学典礼当时的这个神学院长谢顺道长老对我们的勉励。
I always remember the encouragement that we got in the opening ceremony of our theological training program by the dean of the theological training program, Elder Shuntao Shea.
谢长老说不是你们比别人优秀啊。
He said it's not that you guys are any braver than anybody else.
才会考上神学院过关斩将。
Which is why, you know, it's not because of that that you passed and are sitting here today.
这个 local 教会要推荐。
The local church has to pass in order for someone to go apply for TDP.
区的长执会要通过。
And you have to pass the regional committee.
全省的长执传道联席会要通过
，and you have to pass the committee of all of the full-time ministers，
然后再来进神学院口试、笔试通过
，and then you get into TDP and you have to pass the verbal test and an oral exam。
哦啊、所以、啊、对当时的我们这些、哎、刚刚进神学院的神学生呢，总是有一股、哦哎、这个不能说傲气、啊、但是觉得自己很不错了。
I mean oral and written exam. And so by that point, a lot of the new TTP students will feel not that they're proud, but you kind of feel like we're not too bad.、
哦、但是谢长老的一番话也提醒我们。
But this one sentence from Elder Shea reminded us.、
哦、不是我们比人优秀。
It's not that we were any better than anyone else.
而是神的恩典给我们比较多。
It's just that God gave us more grace.
哦，所以小弟一直记着这个话，哦，这个话。
So I always remember this.
哎，有时候啊，被神重用的工人啊，哦，会因为伟大的使命而觉得自己也很伟大。
A lot of times, the workers of God will feel like they're great because of their commission is great.
哦。伟大的使命并不代表着伟大的自己、啊、
A great commission doesn't mean a great me、
哦、所以每一个、哦、服侍神的人一定要记住这一点、哦、
And so every servant of God has to remember this、
哦、因为在神看来、啊、
Because in the eyes of God、
哦、我们这一些按着肉体蒙召的人
Those of us who are of flesh who are chosen、
哦、都差不多了
Are all pretty much the same、
哦、来看哥林多前书一章
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1
一章二十六节
Chapter 1, verse 26
二十六节弟兄们、啊、可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多有能力的不多有尊贵的也不多二十七节
27.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧又拣选了世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧二十八节
28.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的以及那、啊、无有的为要废掉那有的二十九节
29.
使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸、啊啊、在这里、啊、告诉我们按着肉体被选召的我们其实都一样
Here it tells us that those of us who are called according to the flesh are all pretty much the same、
哦、所以我们实在也不需要太佩服别人、啊、
And so we actually don't need to admire others too much either、
哦、同样的也不需要太轻看别人
At the same time we should not look too lightly upon others、
哦、唯有如此我们才不会因为人的缘故而被绊倒
And then we will not be caused to stumble because of somebody else.
哦，因为看到人一点点的软弱，哦，就过分的轻看人。
Because otherwise, if we see somebody's little weakness, then we will overlook down on them.
哦，因为啊啊，因敬爱神而敬爱神的仆人是把神放在第一位，把人放在后面。
Because those who love God and love the workers of God.Put God first and the worker behind God.
但是高抬人的就相反哦。
But those who exalt others are the opposite.
他们会把他们所高抬的人啊摆到前面，把神摆到后面去的。
They will put the person they're exalting up in the front and put God behind him.
哦，结果这些人就成为他们心中的偶像。
And these people will now become the idols in their hearts.
取代了神的地位。
Taking the place of God.
哦，往往啊。哦、有时候会听到弟兄姐妹这么说、啊、
Sometimes we hear brothers and sisters say、
哦、某某传道怎么讲某某传道怎么说、
oh, That pastor said this or this pastor said that、
哎、奇怪都不是说圣经怎么说主耶稣怎么说都变成人怎么说了
That's strange Nobody says well, the Bible says this or Jesus said that It all becomes these humans said this、
哦、有时候有些工人、哦啊、也会有这样的毛病
And sometimes workers also have this problem、
哦、被神所重用之后、啊
Once they're used by God.
哦，讲话都变成我啊，啊，我说啊，我认为啊，啊，我要啊，都不是说神说神认为神要哎。
Then you hear the things they say all start with I say or I think or I feel. There's no more God said.
这已经把人甚至是自己取代了神的地位。
This is all taking other humans or even ourselves and putting us in front of God or in God's place.
那这样的人在属灵的追求上一定会偏向某。
And these people will slant towards one side in the pursuit of faith.
在灵命的成长上就会畸形，就会不正常。
And their spiritual growth will be abnormal.
民数记的十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
十一章的二十七节到二十九节。
Numbers chapter 11 verses 27 to 29.
民数记十一章二十七节。
Numbers 11 verse 27。
二七节有个少年人跑来告诉摩西说，伊利达米达在营里说预言。二十八节
28.
啊，摩西的帮手啊，嫩的儿子约书亚，就是摩西所拣选的一个人说，请我主摩西禁止他们。二十九节
29.
摩西对他说，你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？唯愿神的百姓都受感说话，愿神把他的灵降在他们身上。啊，在这里哦，是啊，当神应许摩西啊，啊，把他的灵也分给七十个哦，所拣选要辅助摩西的这些长老身上。
This is after the Lord said to Moses to put His Spirit on 70 elders of Israel to help and support Moses.
啊，不知道什么缘故哦，这个伊利达跟米达这两个长老啊，哎，不在场。
And we don't know why, but Eldad and Medad, these two men were not there.
哦。啊，但是他们啊，也同时啊，被神的灵哦啊感动而说话。
But they also were moved by the Spirit of God and spoke.
哦，啊，有人看到就赶快来报告了。
And when somebody saw this, they ran over to report this.
哇，这个两个人哦，没有到这个广场集合哦，跟其他的长老一起啊，受感说话，诶，自己在自己的地方在那边受感说话哦。
These two aren't with the other 70 elders and speaking with the group, but they're off by themselves prophesying.
哇，这个摩西的大将约书亚哦，诶，就跟摩西报告说，要不要禁止他们？
And so Moses' second in command, Joshua, came right into him, saying, "Moses, forbid them."
哦，他们这两个好大的胆子啊，竟然哦不听令啊，哦到广场集合，自己在自己的地方还受感说话。
These two have such an important role, but they're not working together with everybody else. They're off by themselves, speaking whatever they're saying.
哦，约书亚因为非常崇拜摩西。
Because Joshua, basically worship Moses.
哦，他觉得这两个长老哦，嘿，不把摩西的命令放在眼里，怎么可以呢？
He felt that how could these two elders not listen to Moses and do what he says?
哦，所以要摩西说啊，哎，要不要我去啊，禁止他们？
So that's why he wanted Moses to let him go and stop them.
哦，摩西知道约书亚哦已经高抬他胜过神了。
And Moses knew that Joshua had already raised Moses up before God.
哦，所以就跟约书亚哦，跟他纠正了。
And so he adjusted or educated Joshua.
哦，你因为我而嫉妒别人吗？
Are you zealous for my sake?
哦，我甚至愿意啊，神的百姓通通受感说话。
Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them.
哦，有时候啊，哦，我们在在这个软弱当中，我们也会落到这样的一个地步。
Sometimes when we're weak, we'll also fall into this situation.
哦，有一次啊，小弟在台湾牧会的时候
，Once when I was pastoring a church in Taiwan，
哎，有个负责人说啊，哎，周传道啊，哇，他们哦，私底下在聚会啦。
A council member came to me and said, "Pastor, there's this group of people that's having services under the table."
哇，他们自己一群人好大的胆子，竟然敢聚会不跟教会讲。
This group of people, how dare they go have services without telling the rest of the church?
哦，我说这个有什么关系呢？
I told them, "What's the big deal?"
哦，他们到底讲错了吗？
Are they speaking heresy?
没有啊。
No.
哦啊，他们哦有做出攻击教会的事情吗？
They,
没有啊。
Are they doing anything or speaking anything against the church? No.
哦啊，他们有向慕道者哦传异端吗？也没有啊。
Are they preaching heresy to truth seekers? No.
哦啊，慕道者啊啊有不带到教会吗？也没有啊。
Are they not bringing their truth seeking friends to church? They're not doing that either.
啊，那为什么要禁止他们呢？
So why do we have to stop them?
我巴不得每一个家庭啊都能够这样聚会，哦，左右邻舍亲戚朋友通通带来，哦，在家里开家庭福音茶会。
I wish that every family would do this and bring their friends and relatives and all have family evangelical services in their houses.
哦，所以有时候我们也会犯这样的一个软弱哦。
So sometimes we'll also have this weakness.
哦，认为说一定都要哦，在这个统一的体制之下。
I feel like everything has to be done under this one body of unity.
哦，其实哦， 合一不是统一哦。
Actually, unity is not harmony.
哦，每个弟兄姐妹有从神那边领受的恩赐。
Every brother and sister has his own gift from God.
哦，那只要我们善用神给我们的恩赐，哦，在啊、教会哦的这个啊、带领哦，跟互相搭配之下，把神的工作做好。
As long as we work together and we use these gifts for good and for God, and do the work well.
哦，那如果需要。哦、教会的长职传道协助尽管开口、哦、不用客气
and if they need a minister of the church to help out and support their work then they should speak up and ask and not be polite and keep quiet about it、
哦、或许我们过去黄传道非常忙、哦、经常不在现在、啊哦、成传道应该会比较常在、哦、所以有时候我们反倒不知道传道你怎么一天到晚都在要干什么
And so we used to have Pastor Huang, who is never around, but now we have Pastor Chen, who is around a little more often. So we may wonder, how come this guy is here all the time?
哦，小弟从东岸调到圣何西，圣何西前任的传道是梁传道，非常的忙哦。
I was just assigned from the East Coast to the San Jose Church, and the San Jose Church used to have Pastor Liang, who is extremely busy.
哦，那小弟哦，哎，这个比较少外派啊，所以圣何西教会说。怎么你一天都在啊？不知道要怎么用传道哦，不晓得了。
But I have a far fewer assignments outside of the local church, and so the San Jose church said, "And you're here all the time. We don't even know how to use you to help us."
哎，感谢神，我们过去伯恩教会哦，哦，没有传道的时候。神同在哦，圣工很发展。
Thank God, in the past year in Baldwin Park, even when the pastor wasn't around, God was with his church, and so his holy work prospered.、
哦、那现在，哎，我们传道的时间哦，也许会多一点，那我们更要感谢神了。
And now we have more time with our local pastor, we should thank God even more.
哦，可以跟传道多多同工。
And we can work more with the pastor.
好、哦，那所以这个哈、哦，这个是我们也看到哥林多教会的问题哦。
And so we see from the problems in the church in Corinth.
哎，他们一方面很有热心，有口才，有恩赐。
On one hand, they were very zealous and fervent, and they had eloquence and gifts.
好，但是另外一方面呢、啊，却连外邦人很少有的淫乱、纷争、结党、彼此告状，哦，生活上、工作上羞辱神，没有好见证。
But at the same time, they didn't have very many good testimonies, and were much like Gentiles in their actions and their speech.
哥林多教会的信徒以今生的智慧做夸口。
And the members in Corinth boasted about their physical abilities and their physical stature.
哦，没有什么好夸的时候啊，也拿他们所佩服的人来夸。
And when they had nothing to boast about, they would take these people they admired and boast about them.
哦，难怪保罗说啊，他们是照着世人的样子行。
No wonder Paul said that they were acting like they were carnal.
哦，世上的人。啊、他们喜欢夸自己，喜欢、哦、夸人呢。
Because carnal people, people of the world, like to boast in themselves and boast in other people.、
哦、可能自己只有这个小学毕业、哦、但最喜欢拿在大学里头当教授的亲戚做夸口。
Maybe you're just somebody who does not have high education, but then you take somebody who does, and then you boast all day about them.、
哦、有时候我们灵性退步也会这样。
And sometimes when our spirituality decreases, then we do the same.
哦，没有生活的好见证。
When we have no good testimonies of our own.
啊、哦，但却总是喜欢啊、哦这个用这个神曾经用过的工人啊来做夸口。
And we like to take these workers of God and boast about them.
哎，那个某某传道某某长职啊，哎，你认识、啊？哎，那个是我的亲戚啊，那个是我的妈吉哦。
Hey, do you know that pastor, that worker, that minister? Yeah, that person's my relative or he's my buddy.
哦，这个就是哥林多教会的情况了。
This is what happened in the church in Corinth.
哦，所以我们属不属灵？我们是不是过着属灵的生活
？And so, whether or not we're living spiritual lives.
哦，要看看我们是不是真正敬重，因为敬重神而敬重神的仆人。
It depends on whether we are truly revering God and not just His workers.
哦，再来第六个哦。
The sixth.
啊、是不是属灵？是不是过着属灵的生活？也可以从我们是重视实际还是重视外表看得出来。
Whether or not we're living spiritual lives also depends on whether or not we emphasize the outward appearance or what's really going on.、
哦、属肉体的另外一个特色就是特别爱面子。
People who are carnal really care about their face.、
哦、所以因此、啊、很容易只求表面的成就，而忽略实际的情况。
And so they will continue to pursue and seek after physical success and outward success.
保罗在哥林多前书的三章那边勉励哥林多教会的信徒要有那个金银宝石的信仰工程。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul encourages the members that they should have work that can be refined by fire.
因为这样子的工程才有它实质的价值。
Because only this kind of building that is built on this foundation has true value.
而草木合接的工程只有外表好看而已。
But if you build something of straw, then that only looks good from the outside.
却没有什么实质的价值。
And it does not really have any practical value.
金银宝石在数量上虽少，但是在质量上却是价值非凡。
This gold, the silver, these precious stones.
Quantity 虽然少，但是 quality 却很高了。
Even though the quantity is small, but the quality is great.
但是草木合接刚好相反哦。
But it's the opposite with wood, hay, and straw.
只有数量，却没有质量的价值。
There's a lot of it, but there's no real value.
所以今天我们的信仰，我们的侍奉，如果单单只求那个让人看见的。
So if in our faith we only pursue after things that other people can see,
就会像草木合接的工程一样，没有办法久存。
We'll be like a building built of wood, hay, and straw. It will not last.
因为是经不起考验的。
Because it cannot pass through the test.
神是真神。
God is a true God.
所以属灵的人也必定会重视实际。
And so those who are spiritual, will.Value the essence of the material.
那属肉体的人既然凭着肉体行事，那必然就是重视外表。
But those who are carnal, since they only care about the outward appearance, then they only care about the outward appearance.
保罗、基法、亚波罗都是忠心神的仆人。
Paul, Cephas, and Apollos were all faithful workers of God.
这些哥林多教会的信徒，如果是真心的敬重当中任何的一位。
If any of the members in Corinth truly revered any of these workers,
听从他们的训诲
and listened to their teachings,
绝对不会大胆地敢犯奸淫，彼此告状，纷争结党。
They would not have boldly committed adultery or caused division.
但是他们却为什么一面犯罪，又一面高举神的仆人？
But then, how is it that they could, on one hand, they could?Commit these sins, and on the other hand, they raise up and exalt the worker of God.
很可能其中不少的人只不过想用这样子来掩饰自己的软弱罢了。
Very likely, many of them just try to use these techniques to mask their own weaknesses.
如果真正敬重神的仆人，根本就不会发生那么多的坏事。
If they were all true servants of God, then.We wouldn't have seen so many of these evil deeds.
人常常喜欢做一些跟自己内心相反的事情。
People often like to do the opposite of what's in their heart.
目的就是要来掩饰我们里面的软弱。
And the whole point is to cover and mask our inner weaknesses.
比如说这个不守规矩的人则是喜欢强调神的强调那个。高举神慈爱的传道人。
For example, people who don't like to follow the rules, may often, exalt a worker of God.
那个缺乏爱心的人呢，则是喜欢高举那个强调神公义审判的传道人。
Those who do not like to follow the rules will often exalt workers of God who always talk about love. But those who lack love will often raise up workers who.Emphasize justice and judgment.
贪财的人总是喜欢勉励人家不要贪爱世界。
And people who are greedy like to talk about, like to exalt people who talk about not loving the world.
好色的人总是特别强调要保守圣洁。
And those who are not pure like to exalt people who talk about that.
肉体总是喜欢掩饰自己的软弱。
Because the carnal people always like to cover up their carnal weaknesses.
不肯认真的去对付。
Instead of facing them head on.
那结果就是一直停在那个地方。
And the final result is that they just stay at that level.
没有办法胜过自己的软弱。
And they're not able to overcome their own weaknesses.
灵性当然就不能成长了。
And of course, then their spiritual lives cannot grow.
所以一个真正属灵的人
，So somebody who's truly spiritual,
不是说他不会犯罪
，It's not that they'll never sin,
而是他不敢虚伪的来掩饰自己的软弱。
But they will not dare to boldly try to cover their weaknesses.
他愿意真诚的来悔改。
They're willing to truly repent.
重新得着能力。
And to find their strength again.
大卫被称作合神心意的人。
David was one who is after the heart of God.
在他的一生当中啊，他不是没有犯错。
And throughout his life, it's not that he never committed any wrongs.
他不但犯错，但是他不但犯错，而且犯得离谱啊。
Not only did he do wrongs, he committed 离谱。
很犯得很超过那个十诫里头他犯了好几诫。
He broke several of the Ten Commandments.
犯奸淫，还有犯杀人罪。
He committed adultery. He committed murder.
但是啊，他因为他不遮掩自己的过错。
But because he did not try to cover and hide his own sins.
当这个拿单先知指出他的错误来，他当场认罪。
When the prophet Nathan called out his sin, he right away admitted it.
不像这个扫罗王当这个撒母耳先知指出他的罪还顾左右而言他这个是百姓的这个是要当礼物送给神呐。
Not like Saul, when the prophet Samuel told him about his wrongdoings, he tried to cover it up or explain it. He tried to say, "Oh, these animals are actually to be used for offering to God."
直到撒母耳气得要离开，哇！拉着撒母耳把衣服都拉破了，说：“你一定要跟我回去，在众人面前抬举我啊！”
To the point that when Samuel was angry, he was going to leave, and he was leaving. Saul grabbed him to the point where he even ripped up his cloak and said, "You have to go back with me and make an offering in front of all the people."
大卫就不是这样
David wasn't like that.
你看大卫在他所做的这个悔改的这个诗篇里面他真的是彻底悔改。
You see in the psalm that David wrote, the psalm of repentance.He was truly repentant.
甚至后来在受到这个罪恶的苦果的这个惩罚他的亲生儿子亚沙龙背叛他追杀他。
And to the point that when he was paying for his sins, and his son Absalom committed treason and tried to kill him.
那个前朝就是扫罗王朝的亲戚一个叫示美的，还特别在路上骂他拿土丢他。
And one of the relatives of Saul, Shimei, was while David was fleeing, he followed him on the road, spitting at him and cursing him.
大卫这个跟在旁边的将军这个亚比塞约亚都气不过说这个狗头你让我过去把那个狗头给砍了。
And David's generals, his generals Abner and Joab said, "Why don't you just let us kill this dog?"
大卫说这关你什么事情？是神要他骂我的了。
And David said, "What does this have to do with you? God wanted him to curse me."
所以可见大卫他真的是彻底悔改
And so you can see that David was truly repentant.
因为他看中的不是那个表面上的面子，而是内在里头的实际。
Because what he looked highly on wasn't just what was on the outside, or his outward appearance, but what was really going on the inside.
而那个实际才是金银宝石的工程。
And this is the result of this refining with gold, silver, and precious stones.
所以看实际还是看表象这个也是我们。来衡量我们是属灵有没有拥有属灵的生活。
And so whether or not you're looking at the true essence or if you're just looking at the outward appearance, this will also help us to tell if we're living spiritual lives.
身为这个传道人的我们
Those of us who are pastors.
我们都知道我们所敬奉的是又真又活鉴察人心的真神。
Those of us who preach, we know that the one we preach, the one we serve, is the true and living God.
在这个靠神赶鬼的过程当中
And through the experiences of casting out demons.
面对的那个众善的仇敌那个空中属灵气的魔鬼
Facing this devil, the Satan, who has dominion over the air and who you can't see.
你的信心有多少？
How much faith do you have?
你自己知道。
You know.
神知道。
And God knows.
魔鬼也知道啊。
And the devil also knows.
在台湾有个传道，他休假回到家里。
In Taiwan, there's a pastor who is on vacation. He went back home.
接到教会当地的教会打电话来啊。
And the pastor, I mean the local church there, gave him a call.
哇，传道，感谢主啊！哇，你在，你能不能赶快来教会一趟
？He said, Pastor, thank God you're here. Can you come pay a visit to the church?
哇，这个传道说，有什么事吗？你们的注目传道不在吗
？The pastor said, What's the matter? Is your local pastor not here?
啊，我们注目传道去协助灵恩会不在了。
He said, Our local pastor went to help out with spiritual convocation somewhere else. He's not around.
教会啊，突然哦，有一个信徒犯邪，哇、哦，这个像蛇一样在地上哦，啊，这个钻来钻去，钻到桌子下面了、啊。
And now we have a member who is demon possessed, and he's just crawling around everywhere, and he's like a snake, and he's crawled under the tables, and it's all over the place.
你赶快来啦
！Hurry up and come.
哇、哦，这个传道一听是犯邪啊，心里就毛毛的。
This pastor heard there's somebody who's demon possessed, and he started feeling a little weird.
哦。你们祷告了我在这边帮你祷告就好了。
He said, "You guys pray. I'll pray for you from here."
我赶快就把电话挂了。
And he quickly hung up the phone.
三分钟后又响了。
Three minutes later, it rang again.
啊，不行了，传道哦，你要赶快来呀。
No, Pastor, you have to come.
哦，不行。我觉得不太好了因为你的注目传道哦，这个我不是你们的注目传道，这样捞过界了，不好了。
He said, "Oh, maybe it's not such a good idea. I'm not your local pastor. I don't want to interfere."
哦，你还是跟你们的注目传道讲啦。
You should tell this to your local pastor.
我赶快又把电话挂了。
I quickly hung up the phone.
哦啊，五分钟后电话又响了。
Five minutes later, the phone rang again.
啊，我们刚刚已经联络上注目传道，我们注目传道说请你去啦。
And we just called our local pastor. He said to ask you to come and help.
哦，这下子没有理由推了。
So now he's out of excuses.
哦，他硬着头皮就去了。
And so he bit his lip and he went.
哦，看到那个犯邪的，好凶啊。
And he saw the demon possessed and he was very, very mean.
哦。奉主耶稣圣名，魔鬼出去
！And he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out."
啊，结果那个犯邪的看着他，回他一句话：奉主耶稣圣名，传道出去
！And he said, "The demon possessed looked at him and said, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, Pastor, I cast you out.'"
奉主耶稣圣名，魔鬼出去！奉主耶稣圣名，传道出去
！So in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast the demon out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast the pastor out.
哇！所有的信徒都在看。
And all the members are just watching.
哇！怎么会这样
？What's going on？
哇！这个传道啊，于是哦，跟所有的弟兄姐妹讲了。
And so the pastor told the brothers and sisters.
我好害怕。
I'm so scared.
我从来没有赶过鬼啊。
I've never casted out a demon before.
这是我第一次赶鬼。
This is my first time.
我好害怕。
I'm really scared.
谁不害怕
？Who wouldn't be？
所有的弟兄姐妹也害怕。
All the brothers and sisters were scared.
但是我们相信神有能力。
We believe that God has power.
我们相信圣经的应许。
We believe in the promise of the Holy Spirit.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
这弟兄姐妹一起帮助这个传道祷告。
So all the brothers and sisters prayed for the pastor.
这个传道公然在所有人面前承认他的软弱，他的害怕、恐惧。
This pastor had openly admitted his fear and his weakness in front of all the brothers and sisters.
之前哦，一直想要遮掩嘛。
Before he kept trying to hide it.
这下子哦，重实际不重外表了。
He only cared about he looked highly on the outward, but not on what's actually happening inside.
圣灵大大充满。
And now the Holy Spirit filled.
站起来啊！奉主耶稣圣名，魔鬼出去！那个弟兄马上就醒过来了。
And、
我在这边干什么
？He said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast the demon out." And then right away, the brother stood up and said, "What am I doing here?"
所以这个哈、这个见证也告诉我们，今天呢、我们所面对的这个信仰哦，无论是神也好，无论是我们的仇敌魔鬼也好，都是看实际的，不是看外表的。
So this testimony tells us that whether we're talking about God or our enemy, the devil, they all look at what's really inside and not on your outward appearance.
如果哪一天我们站在神的面前或站在仇敌的面前，我们有没有那个实际啊？
If one day you stand before God or you stand before the enemy, do you have, where is your essence?
能够蒙神称赞，能够得胜仇敌。
Will you be able to find grace in the eyes of God and overcome the enemy?
在人的面前，我们都可以装得好属灵啊。
Before other people, we can pretend and act like we're spiritual.
因为人看人看外表嘛。
Because other people can only see your outward appearance.
但是在神的面前，在仇敌魔鬼的面前，你再怎么装也装不像哦。
But before God and before your enemy, the devil, there's no way you can fake them out.
好，那最后一个就是啊。我们是不是活在神的面前、
And Finally, are we living before God?
属灵的人是活在神前。
Those who are spiritual live before God.
活在神前的知道神的眼目都在监察。
And those who live before God know that His eyes are always examining them.
那活在人面这个属肉体的人只活在人的面前，注意的是人的眼睛是不是有看见。
But those who are carnal only live before man, and they only care and notice if other people's eyes are on them.
很多人不犯罪并不是因为他恨恶罪物。
Many people don't commit sin not because they hate sin.
也不是因为他敬畏神。
Or because they revere God.
而是怕人的口舌人的闲言闲语。
But because they're afraid of what other people will say.
怕受舆论的批评跟攻击。
They're afraid that they will be criticized or by others.
所以考验自己是不是属灵，就是要在完全没有人知道的场合环境当中没有人看见的情况之下我们是不是觉得说神都在看。
And so to tell whether or not we're spiritual is when we are somewhere where nobody can see us and we are by ourselves, are we thinking that God can see us?
最好的例子就是约瑟的例子。
The best example is that of Joseph.
当他受到他女主人的引诱的时候，
when he was seduced and tempted by his master's wife,
没有人看见啊，
there was nobody,
只要女主人不说。
There's nobody else around as long as she didn't say anything.
而且男主人把一切都交在约瑟的手中，他是大管家，底下的这个手下没有一个人敢打小报告的。
Plus, his master had put everything under his hand, everything in his household, so all the people under him, the other servants, wouldn't dare to report him.
但是约瑟却能够说出，我怎么可以做这大恶来得罪神？
But Joseph was still able to say, how could I commit this great sin against God?
大卫啊。有两次机会可以杀掉他追杀他的扫罗。
David had two opportunities to kill Saul, who was trying to kill him.
结束他这个逃亡的生活。
To end his life on the run.
但是大卫他是敬畏神的人。
But David was someone who feared God.
他在这个诗篇十六篇的八节这么说。
In Psalm 16 verse 8, he says,
我将神常摆在我的面前，因他在我的右边，我便不致摇动。
I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
所以啊，他不伸手伤害神的受膏者，这个扫罗。
And that's why he did not lift his hand to harm the anointed one of God, King Saul.
他留意的是神在看。
Because what he cared about was that God was watching.
所以我们经常要问我们自己。
So we often have to ask ourselves.
我们是不是经常把自己摆在神的面前？
Do I often place myself before God?
神在我们的心中到底占了怎么样的地位？
What position does God have in my heart?
以上就是我们来判断我们是不是属灵，我们是不是过着属灵生活的一些方法。
So these are all ways that we can analyze ourselves to tell if we are living spiritual lives.
是不是顺从圣灵？
Whether or not we are submissive to the Holy Spirit.
是不是高举基督？
Whether or not we exalt Jesus Christ.
是不是已经停止追求成长？
Have we stopped pursuing and growing?
是不是重视神的荣耀？
Do we emphasize the glory of God?
是不是敬爱神的？
Do we love and revere the workers of God?
是重实际还是重表面？
Do we care about the reality or do we care about outward appearances?
是不是活在神的面前？
And do we live before God?
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们一起默祷。